It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. We bring back a familiar face, familiar voice, and a friend of theater here across Branch County, Kirsten Voorhees. Does it feel kind of weird the summer is winding down now?
It is. It went very fast. It's kind of funny. You start off the summer and you think, okay, here we go. And then all of a sudden, whoop, gone.
Yeah. Opening on Thursday, the final show of the 50th anniversary Tibbetts Summer Theater season. With a classic. Tibbetts did a number of years ago and had people rolling in the aisles, and I think will again. The Foreigner.
The Foreigner, yes. What a wonderful comedy. It's neat because it's not a farce. We've done farces for the last couple of years, and it's not a farce. It's not a door-slamming, you know, screaming kind of comedy. It's very well written. It unfolds beautifully. It's a nice piece that... It's nice to see people doing it again.
Okay. In that, so that's set in Georgia.
Yes.
So do you have the Southern accent going?
You do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But recently on stage with your Youper accent.
Yes. In Escanaba.
Escanaba and Love. You played Betty Ballou in that. Big
yes.
Betty Ballou.
Betty Ballou, yes.
How
yes.
fun was that to be with that, I'll say, raucous cast, but the guys who were in that cast as the lone woman in that was... Just hilarious.
I can keep up with them. They're fun. They're fun. I had a great time being the only girl. You know, for the first day, I got a lot of, oh, excuse me's, and then they just forgot that I was even there. Yeah.
You're part of the guys' club
yep,
at that point.
Pretty much. So. Yeah, I'm really good at that.
All right. As you look at this season of what Tibbetts done, some fantastic shows, obviously, with Fiddler on the Roof, mm-hmm. and then The Producers.
And Tuna.
Really fun. And Tuna before that, yeah. So... For you, as you haven't done this role yet, because it hasn't opened yet for Foreigner, but out of those roles this summer, have there been favorites for you?
This was it.
Okay.
This was it. I saw this show when I was 14 years old, and I was an usher at a theater, a professional summer stock that was near my hometown. And I remember thinking, wow, I love this show. And I loved it so much that I went back to try to usher as many times as I could before it closed because it was like our theater. It would close in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see it over and over and over again. And I remembered how much I loved that show, but it kind of had its time. It went through the circuit. And then about 7 years ago, my husband, Paul Kerr, he directed it at Derby Dinner Playhouse in Louisville area. And it kind of rekindled that, oh, I remember how much I love this show and how great of a show it really is. And so now, getting the opportunity to do it this summer, yeah. I was like, oh yeah, hands down, I'm there.
Yeah.
It's one of those roles you just wanted to do.
And actually, last time Tibbetts did it, Paul was in the show.
He was
one of the leads in the show.
He played Charlie, yes, yeah. The lead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the concept is a very cool concept of it, and there's, you know, obviously all the
understandings of each other. The audience is definitely the other character. They always know just a little bit more than everybody else on stage, which is great because they're in the know, and it has that kind of feel of, don't go up those stairs. I know what's up there. Don't go there. But yes, the premise is wonderful. It's an Englishman that is very shy and has an ill wife. And his friend has brought him over to the United States because he's doing a military kind of deal and puts him in this lodge in Georgia. Well, the man, Englishman, is very shy. He doesn't want to have to talk to people. He just is horribly shy, debilitatingly wise. And so in order to fix it for him, tells everyone in the lodge that he's a foreigner and doesn't speak English, thinking that they'll leave him alone. Well, instead, they think it's now their job to teach him English.
Okay.
And therefore, he overhears things that he can't say anything about. He's too deep into the fib to go back. And it all just unfolds. It's very, very interesting. It's a cool concept that the audience gets to be in the know, which is really neat.
Speaking of in the know, Tibbetts the last couple of years has moved into the social media end of things, you know, on the website and all the blogs and things that are part of that. And you're actually part of that this summer.
I am. This is my second year writing the blog. Yes. Very much enjoy it. I get to know people a little bit better than you would by just passing each other in rehearsal. A lot of them are interviews, and I find it interesting what their connection are to the roles that they're playing or how they came to Tibbetts or where they're from and what they bring really to the stage. So that's great.
You're kind of like the Lois Lane of Tibbetts now, right?
I am the Lois Lane. Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Put that as
you need
a nice
little press hat.
I know, I do. Little typewriter. Walk around with it.
But getting feedback from the audience, in some cases it's people from around the country that see those blogs and respond back and stuff. That's got to be kind of cool too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's very cool. When you write something, you're just kind of excited that somebody wants to read it, yeah. That you're writing something that someone else finds interesting. So I'm glad they do. And I know that audience members at theaters, when they feel a connection to the people that they're seeing on stage, i.e. knowing a little bit more about them, mm-hmm. they tend to really want to come back to the next show because they want to see how different they are. How different can they be within one summer of all these different roles? So that's kind of neat. Well, I think that's great.
Yeah, you know, with popcorn theater afterwards, the kids get a chance to get autographs and those mm-hmm. kinds of things. So it's kind of neat for the kids to do that. Who's the actress you haven't met yet that you'd love to meet?
Oh, geez. Judi Dench.
Okay. Good one.
Meryl Streep.
There you go. How about living or dead?
Wow, that's a question. It might stay the same.
Okay. Not like a Hepburn or anybody like that? Or
no, I think never. Hepburn was wonderful, but she played one thing.
Yeah.
I like chameleons. I like fearless people. And another, I would say, newer one, even though she's not really new, is even Kate Winslet. She's just fearless. Okay. You see her in a movie, you're like, how different can you be from one movie to the next or one play to the next? And Judi Dench and Meryl Streep, I think I appreciate more than anything else is because they don't just stay in film. They go back to theater. Mm-hmm. And people that can do both, and both are such different acting styles, I think that to me is an amazing trait that shouldn't be taken lightly.
Yeah. Kirsten Voorhees in the studio with us. Real quick, after Tibbetts, a little time off and then right back
into
the show.
Little time off and then right back into work. Both my husband and I will be traveling to Eastern Kentucky to do a historical musical called Legend of Jenny Wiley. We had the pleasure to do it two other times before. They're going to remount it indoors. It's usually an outdoor theater,
okay.
But it's in the mountains and you're living real life history. You think of a greet line that's more interesting than you shaking hands with someone saying, you're playing my great, 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 great grandmother. You're doing a great job. And you're like, ha,
whoa.
Okay. So no, it's a not particularly happy always story. It has a happy ending, but it's an interesting show and that will take us through October. And then we're off on tour with A Christmas Carol. So
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And hopefully back next summer too.
Yes.
Kirsten Voorhees, Tibbetts Summer Theater cast, in the cast of The Foreigner, the final show of the 50th anniversary of Tibbetts Summer Theater season. It opens up on Thursday at the Tibbetts.